time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. You know, summertime is we're in the middle of summer, and we're headed actually towards the end of summer with school starting in August, but one of the most important things that happens everywhere in the state during the summer is rodeo, and it's awesome. It's great time. It's great entertainment. It's a lot of fun for everybody, and we've got one coming up the 29th and 30th of the month out in Castledale. It's the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo. We've brought Monroe Magnuson, rodeo announcer extraordinaire, in to kind of talk to us a little this morning about the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo. Monroe, thank you so much for making the trek over and coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Well, Dave, that was a little bit of an exaggeration there, but thank you.
Hey,
it's an honor to be here.
You know, I follow you on social media, and it seems like you're everywhere.
We swing a pretty wide trail all summer long.
You just can't stay put, can you?
No, we can't.
So we've got the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo coming up the end of the month, July 29th and 30th. And I want to just give you a second just to kind of summarize really what the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo is all about.
The Cowboys Memorial Rodeo, it used to be a semi-pro rodeo. It's an open rodeo now. And what's cool about that is it's become one of the richest open rodeos there is in the state of Utah, in fact, probably the Intermountain region. It was put together to kind of have an opportunity for both professional rodeo cowboys and cowgirls and semi-pro and amateur cowboys and cowgirls to come together and compete in Castledale. And the most important thing is to give a lot of entertainment to the local community.
And so we've got that coming up the end of the month. And of course, we're going to have a lot of great fun events. And I'm going to kind of just defer to you because you know the rodeo that more than I do. But let's talk about some of the events that are going to take place in this rodeo.
Well, of course, we've got all the traditional events, you know, the bareback, saddle bronc, bulls, breakaway, tie down roping, team roping, all that kind of thing. They've got some extra events planned for the rodeo. Of course, there will be the buddy race. That's kind of a cool deal. You've got a guy, or you've got a team of two. You got one person on the barrel, you got one person on the horse. They got to pick him up and bring him back. But I'm not 100% sure if they're going to do this, but they got to get dressed, I think, during this whole deal. It always turns out pretty entertaining.
So you always have to add a degree of difficulty.
Add a degree of difficulty. And I asked Donette if I could talk about this. She says, no, I'm undecided yet, but I'm going to kind of take the bull by the horns on Saturday night, something that's kind of become a tradition with the Diamond H the rodeos that Diamond H Rodeo produces. We may have something a little added to end to sell the rodeo on Saturday night. It'll be pretty cool.
Well, we'll have to keep you posted on that one for that.
Bull by the horns is the key there.
Should help you. Should help you a lot. But and of course, are we going to get like bull riding and those kinds of things in this too, or no?
Oh, yes. There will be bull riding. In fact, I think probably by the end of entries, which aren't until next week, we'll end up probably having two sections of bulls each night. So that's 15, 20 head of bull riders each night to watch.
And
we should have some pretty good bull riders show up.
And it always seems like, is that the exciting one, or is there one that, you know, is starting to creep up? I hear a lot about barrel racing too, but
barrel racing, there's so much money in barrel racing. I mean, we're talking about horses that are $100,000, $150,000, you know. And so, of course, with that kind of expenditure, there's a lot of money and prizes, prize money, you know, that these ladies are winning. And my wife, for example, her favorite event is steer wrestling. And to me, that is the most undermarketed event in rodeo. I mean, you're talking about these big guys chasing a steer, diving off their horses. You're talking about brawn, man versus beast, you know, that kind of deal. And the thing that's really coming up, and if you're a lady breakaway or lady roper, you want to get in the breakaway roping. That is the hot thing in rodeo right now. And when we're talking times of 2 seconds, I've even seen 1.5 second runs on these. I mean, it is fast. These ladies are good.
And
you know, so I guess everybody kind of has their little taste of what they like to see the most.
And that would be my question, is steer wrestling about the most traditional cowboy event in rodeo now, or is there one that's a little bit more?
Saddle bronc riding
breaking
is the most traditional. Steer wrestling, for the life of me, I cannot, I don't understand why. I think it's a college fraternity thing myself. I can see some, this, a bunch of guys getting together from a fraternity trying this. But the history behind steer wrestling, I believe the guy's name was Bill Pickett, I think. He was a colored man. He was trying to impress his boss. And this is way before rodeo. And how it all got started was he took his horse, went out in the pasture, ran down a big bull, and wrestled him to the ground. And that was the origin of steer wrestling.
Kind of where it gets its start from.
Yes.
All right. So, and then, of course, we've got all the great rodeo events, but then we're going to have a little bit of entertainment as well.
Oh, of course. The Cowboys Memorial Rodeo Committee, I got to commend them. They have gone out of their way on adding next level entertainment. For example, they'll have the Jumbotron there. We've got some awesome special effects that we're planning for the opening and all the spectacle of what a good opening should be. But they brought in Troy Lurwell, the Wild Child, you may know him better as. He has probably performed in every major rodeo in the United States. Calgary's going on right now. He's been to Calgary. He's done that one. The guy is awesome. He's a talented motorcycle rider, a talented comedian, and as a juxtaposition, there's an interesting side to him too. He's also a bicyclist. I think that he's going to be showing up here in Emory County in a few weeks, just so that he can go bicycle around the swell. Funny story to tell you about his personality. I forget which rodeo we were at. I was in the middle of the rodeo. He was the act. And I looked down from the announcer stand. The sun's going down in the west. And there's him and my wife and his wife just sitting there taking pictures of the sunset. I mean, you would not picture a talented motorcyclist, you know, a tough guy, to be sitting there watching the sunset.
Got to take time out to enjoy nature.
You bet. He's awesome.
All right. So once again, this is the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo coming up July 29th and 30th. Have you got times and ticket prices and all that good stuff for me?
I think we start at 8 o'clock each night on the 29th and the 30th. You'll want to be in your seat 7:45 ahead of time so you don't miss any of the openings and things like that. And, you know, this is just me, but the opening is my favorite part of the rodeo. Is the time that we get to sit back, take a breath, you know, kind of honor the history of our area and the history of the United States and what freedom means, and say thank you to our veterans and our law enforcement and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's affordable, very affordable. You're looking at you know, you go to these other events, you're looking at ticket prices. You can't even look at the pay window or the ticket window for $20. Well, you can get in, if you're an adult, for $10 to the CMR. $6 for 6 to 11, 5 and under are free. And if you've been to the Castle Del Rodeo, which I'm assuming most people who are going to hear this interview have been, but if you haven't, it is one of the most intimate rodeo arenas there are anywhere in the country. It is awesome.
All right, so head on down there once again, July 29th and 30th. It's the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo in Castle Del, right there at the rodeo arena, and it is. It's a big enough venue, I guess. Let's put it that way, right?
It is the perfect size. The perfect size. I hope they never change it. Probably the best way to find any kind of information on the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo, if you're looking, they have a Facebook page. It's Cowboys Memorial Rodeo. Just look it up and like it and share it, and you'll get all the information.
Go check out all that information. Monroe Magnuson, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be here. I hope we see everybody there on the 29th and 30th of July.
Get on out there once again for the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo in Castle Del. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.